So Donald Trump has just committed the United States to an endless quagmire in Afghanistan, the graveyard of empires. And Trump's rationale is the same one that has been in force for the past 16 years, which is that Afghanistan was somehow responsible for the attacks on New York and Washington on September 11th, 2001. It's kind of amazing how this gift on 9/11 keeps on giving. And Trump is the last person one would normally have expected to do this. When Trump was running for office, he was skeptical about foreign wars, open-ended engagements. He recognized that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have destroyed America's economy and infrastructure. But what's more, Trump is also a 9/11 skeptic. On September 11th itself, Trump immediately said that there must have been explosives used. He said there is no way that a plane could possibly take down these buildings. And he was right. As architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth have proven, thousands of architects and engineers are on record having put their careers and livelihoods and reputations on the line to state that what happened to the three skyscrapers, including Building 7 on 9/11, was clearly controlled demolition. So the official narrative of hijackings led by people who were supposedly being commanded by a guy on dialysis in a cave in Afghanistan are utterly ludicrous and have been fully disproven on hundreds and hundreds of grounds. And yet, this Zionist coup d'etat on 9/11, it was a combination of Israelis and neoconservative Americans, along with hardline right-wingers in the American military and intelligence establishments who pulled off this coup d'etat, this Reichstag fire in America. And now Donald Trump, who has expressed skepticism about all of this in the past, who drove Bush out of the presidential nomination by attacking Bush, his brother, as the likely culprit, or at least someone who was responsible for 9/11. Now Trump, who we all hoped might be an irresponsible truth teller, that is someone who would tell the incredibly subversive truth about what has really happened to America since the false flag attack of September 11th, those hopes are now dashed. Trump is clearly under the control of these elements of the deep state that murdered 3,000 Americans in an act of high treason on September 11th, 2001. So those of us who care about truth and care about the core values that made America great in the first place are now going to have to view Trump, as well as the rest of the American leadership, as treasonous enemies.